2020. This is Deanna Spingola, and I'm broadcasting from the rainy Chicago suburbs. On this day in 1983, Radio Moscow, I guess you pronounce it Moscow, announcer Vladimir Danchev praised Afghanistan Muslims for standing up to Russia, and he was immediately removed from the air. In 1984, on this day, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, second in the film series, directed by Steven Spielberg, produced by George Lucas, and starring Harrison Ford, opened in the U.S. Okay, that's enough trivia. Thanks for joining me today at republicbroadcasting.org. I invite you to visit and subscribe to Spingola.com. SpingolaSpeaks.net, ScreeningSandyHook.net, and during the program, please email your questions or comments to comment@Spingola.email. I invite you to visit our chat room, which is Spingola.chatango.com. And I especially invite our guests to the chat room where they may interact and post extra information or whatever they'd like to post. Our guest the first 2 hours of today is W. Craig Reed. He is a U.S. Navy vet, a submariner, diver, and special ops photographer during the Cold War, and author of Spies of the Deep. He also wrote Red November, Inside the Secret U.S.-Soviet Submarine War. His website is wcraigreed.com. Bill, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
It is wonderful to have you. And your website is very interesting. And I was looking at, and you say, The Seven Secrets of Neuron Leadership. That kind of intrigued me. All of your books are very intriguing, but could you talk just briefly about what's in that book?
A lot is in that book, actually.
Well, I'm sure there are. There is.
But throughout my military career, and then afterward, I stayed in touch with quite a few really fantastic military leaders, the former Deputy Secretary of Defense, SecNav, and also another SecNav and CEO of NASA are in the book. One wrote the foreword to the book. But I spent years as a consultant working for a number of very large and well-known companies and noted a lot of really wonderful leadership capabilities and skills, and also noted a lot of areas where we had some issues. And I was noticing that neuroscience was coming down the path and not being used readily or quite as well as it could be in leadership circles. And there weren't any books out really on that topic, not too many. So I decided that one was needed. And that's what prompted me to write the book.
Okay. You also say on your website, what's next after the coronavirus? and that is all that we hear about. I haven't had my TV on since March 28th, so I don't hear a lot about it, but I keep up with it on the internet, of course. I pretty much know what's going on. But what is next? And you have a new book. It isn't quite out yet. Spies of the Deep, The Untold Story Truth about the most terrifying incident in submarine naval history, and how Putin used the tragedy to ignite a new Cold War. And it got me to thinking about Putin and how long he has been in charge of Russia. We've all seen him bare-chested, riding a horse and all that stuff, but he's been in office for, how many years?
Almost exactly 20, actually, just a few
21?
Months over.
Yes.
20 years and just 2 months.
That's kind of amazing.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are unaware of the, well, I was unaware of the submarine incident. And could you talk to us a little bit about your upcoming book? It's supposed to be out when, in July?
That's correct. It is out for pre-order now. It is available, but shipping in mid-July. And I think what a lot of folks don't know is that before Putin was elected in August of 99, he only had about 2%, according to the polls, of the vote. That month, the Russian submarine Kursk went on a top secret mission and got in very close to an aircraft carrier we've heard about in the news recently called the Theodore Roosevelt. That's the one we've heard about with all the coronavirus incidents going on. And they were actually able to sneak past all of our defenses and get a firing solution on that aircraft carrier. Well, they came back to fanfare. Putin met with the CO of that submarine. And then he actually went down to the pier, met with submariners, became an honorary submariner. His father was a submariner,
really?
By the way. Yes.
And that's all it took?
So what he did was he leveraged that mission success to say to the public, this is what I will do if I'm elected. I will bring our military back. I will bring our submarine Navy back. And I will then spur jobs because of that.
Oh.
And he surged to 53% of the vote in March of 2000. That's what got him into office. And then when that submarine went down, he leveraged that incident to propel himself even further into power.
Wow. Yes, now you replace Boris Yeltsin. But that is incredible how people, I guess the Russians are as naive as anyone else, right?
Well, they were not in good shape financially at that point. Russia was just above a third world country, and he, rightly so, turned it around. Give him credit for that. But he used a lot of underhanded techniques, and he basically wrested control from oligarchs and took control of the oil and gas and energy firms, put billions in his own pocket, and then propelled Russia to a new superpower situation, and now has brought us back to really a Cold War that's about to turn hot, that's far worse than the last one.
Wow. Now, did any American have anything to do with this situation? Did he receive assistance from anyone here in this country, politicians?
He did, actually. And so
yes.
What happened was because of incidents that happened during the so-called rescue attempt of the 23 survivors aboard the Kursk. They went down in August of 2000, and they refused help from the West, but a lot of the facts got buried. And also one of the key facts is that we had two submarines right there in the area, spy subs, and it's very strong possibility that one of them may have clipped the Kursk or came very close and may have been involved in the incident. All of that got buried by Bill Clinton, President Bill Clinton. And Putin.
Oh, he hid things? Clinton?
Yes.
Actually,
hard to believe, I know. But in New York, they
met
about a month after this incident. And so all of the military and political folks in Putin's circle were hammering for retaliation, and that all got squelched. And then Dick Cheney, who was running for vice president of the U.S., his firm, Halliburton, actually
right.
was involved mm-hmm. in helping the Russians with new technologies and new capabilities to do the salvage operation later that year. So we were heavily involved all the way through that. And now today we're paying the price for it.
Now, is this part of the Project Hammer?
That was one of the projects involved, but one of the key things that we brought to them that they did not have was what we call saturation diving, and that is using helium oxygen and being able to go deep. they had lost that capability. We used it during the Cold War. I wrote about it in Red November to wiretap their communication cables. Well, our U.S. firm gave them that technology back and trained them on how to do it. And now we're fearful they're going to use that to not only tap our communication cables, but perhaps even cut them.
Wow. I think that people just think, well, they're so focused on other things going on in our own community, the United States community, and elsewhere, that they're probably not thinking of political takeovers or political intrigues at this time, right?
Well, that's correct. And unfortunately, our adversaries are counting on that. So they're counting on us being distracted. And right now we have pretty concerning situations. Our Navy, of course, has gotten hit pretty hard. And so we're not at full speed. And our adversaries know that. Russia, China, obviously Iran, and North Korea all know that. So we have to be very wary of what moves they're going to make. But this could play into Putin's long-term plan. He has some agendas, and he sees this as perhaps an opportunity to make a few moves here and there that we might have previously countered that we're just not in a position to do so today.
Mm. Now, what is the story behind the Russian Trump collusion and all that stuff and Hillary Clinton? When she was Secretary of State, certainly allowed the sales of some very significant product or resources, assets. Is that true?
Yes, that's correct. And a lot of this was self-serving. You have to draw the line back to the dollar. So those in control of various different projects. But there's a huge military hardware machine out there. You know, that industry is trillions and trillions of dollars, and most of that is U.S. dollars. And so these types of deals that are made that actually in the long run wind up compromising our security, compromising our capability, and causing us to spend more to offset that. You know, again, those in charge of the military spending, unfortunately, a lot of times don't have a choice because they have to keep up with the Joneses, if you will. But when deals like that get cut, that puts us in a position where we don't have a choice. And, you know, those who are manufacturing these pieces of military hardware and weapons and so forth are counting on it.
Well, of course, people who engage in a lot of warfare spend a lot of money creating the munitions and the planes and all the other things that go along with warfare. I've always felt, why don't we just all play nice and be happy with our own country and not worry about invading another country or being invaded? That's just not going to happen, right?
Correct. I think I wish everyone could just play nice. You know, can't we all just get along, as John Lennon asked us once?
Oh, right.
Unfortunately, that's not the way the world spins, right? Yeah, absolutely. You know, we all wish that was the case, but unfortunately, we're seeing these things happen, obviously, all around the world. And the key thing we have to keep in mind is that 90% of what we all buy, we go to Costco and we're looking for toilet paper, comes to us via sea routes, the sea lanes. And so I know it's difficult for us to look at all this money we're spending on the Navy and keeping our sea lanes free, but the downside of that is if we can't get goods to our shores across these sea lanes because they are compromised, then we are in long lines. And now we're complaining that we can't get all the stuff we want. So we can't have our cake and eat it, too. We have to make sure we keep those sea lanes open.
Right. And, well, of course, then we have to go back to the 1970s when certain people in this country went to China and decided to outsource production of many of the things that we use on a daily basis to another country, which is really very stupid, but I think it was a corporate thing. Corporations like cheap labor, and that was arranged for this outsourcing, which has really hurt us a great deal. When you think of all the things that come from China, what would you say, 90% of the things that we use come from China?
You're not far off. And I think what's interesting is in my career, I've worked with a lot of companies that have gained some very significant manufacturing advantages with the maquiladora and Mexican labor
All right.
using Mexico. And yes, there's pluses and minuses. We can look to China and say there's more sophistication capability there. Certainly that's the case. But like you said, that wasn't the case back when. And it might have been a smarter move for us to stop and think for a minute that most likely, probably never likely, Mexico will be an adversary to the US. We're just not ever probably going to see a situation where they're pointing guns at us and trying to lock up sea lanes and all of these kinds of things. And so that is a catch-22.
Right.
We're now highly dependent upon those manufacturing sources and those labor sources. And by the way, a lot of that is a requirement now for a lot of the drugs that we have. So a lot of these drugs that we're now very concerned about in relation to COVID, they're manufactured in China. So we can't afford to cause some issues in our relationship there. Even though it looks like, without question, not only did it start there, but it probably started there in a bioweapons lab.
That was financed by Fauci.
Well, there you go. It all comes around, doesn't it?
You're right. And regarding Mexico, several corporations went down there and built plants and everything else. And then if there's all these plants down there where the Mexicans can work, why the heck are they coming north in order to do the jobs that, quote unquote, Americans won't do? And I think you also have to take into consideration the failure of the peso in 1996, which kind of helped the poor Mexicans to come north. Because even though there were a lot of corporations building firms down there, maybe the workers just weren't making enough, or they. Anyway, it didn't work out the way that we were told, or the way that the corporations thought that it would. And is that because of the failure of the peso? And who did that?
Well, that goes back to a lot of things that were going on within the Mexican government at the time, no doubt. But we also made some errors here. Again, when we provide a lot of attraction to come across the border and provide a lot of benefits and so forth at no cost, we may be better suited to look to, like you said, bolstering or putting some investment into manufacturing or other things south of the border that can help bolster the lifestyle there and make it less attractive to come across the border. And it's a win-win for everyone, right? So that may be a better strategy, but I think a lot of times we unfortunately don't have a lot of smart leaders who are looking to do that. We have self-serving folks who maybe
Right.
are a little short-sighted.
They also have those people in Mexico where you have just a relatively few people who are making a lot of money while the general population lives at a very low low standard. Wouldn't you agree with that or no?
Yes, no question. And corruption runs deep. That's always been a huge issue, and it still is. And you'll continue to see that until you have an opportunity to make some changes.
Until heck freezes over?
Well, maybe so.
Okay, we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts with you and me.
All righty, we are back with our first guest today, W. Craig Bill Reed. You don't like the name William.
William's fine, but...
But Bill is better.
Bill is better, right? So, and the truth is, I used to be Bad Bill, and now I'm just Sweet William. So, either one's fine.
In whose opinion?
Well, my wife thinks so, but...
Oh, okay.
I hope I stay that way.
That's good enough. Now, when after Putin came to power, seized power, there was Project Hammer, and then BP Amoco became a very large investor in Russia in 1997, and it paid that was before he came to power, but it's just very interesting that they came in and bought all the stuff up. Halliburton Energy Services entered in the country in 1998. And then you had all these foreign entities coming in and investing in oil. I mentioned Halliburton, of course. Halliburton gets, they have have a lot of interest everywhere. Correct?
Correct. I think we're seeing a lot of globalization changes in relation to what's happened recently, but we're also seeing a number of agendas that are being moved forward, and certainly that's the case with Putin. He has long had a very strong desire to move the world away from what we call the petrodollar, which is using U.S. dollars energy trades. You know, that's been since Nixon took us off the gold standards in the early 70s. we've been using U.S. dollars. That's the deal we cut with Saudi Arabia. And that's caused a great deal of consternation for Russia and China, because we can basically dictate our political, geopolitical will on the world because of that, and cause sanctions to be quite onerous, as we saw with Ukraine. So Putin would like to move away from maybe make it more of a petro-ruble instead of a petrodollar.
Wow. That doesn't bid well for Americans and their bank accounts.
It does not. And so you mentioned earlier, you know, what's next after the coronavirus? Well, that may be. And I talk about that in the book, The Spies of the Deep Book, in terms of what the devastating impact could be on the world if we take our eye off the ball. And it's easy to do under the circumstances, no doubt. But if we do that, then other entities may start to see an opportunity to move things here or there on the chessboard. And that could wind up being very devastating for us, far worse than what we're seeing economically today.
Okay. Now, haven't we used the military to enforce our will and to maintain the dollar superiority or power?
Well, no question. I know we were told that we invaded Iraq because of WMDs, weapons of mass destruction. And it was a WMD, but it was a weapon of mass desertion, because Saddam Hussein said, you know what, I'm going off the petrodollar, I'm going to take euros. And this was 2 years. This was when 2 years before the invasion. And we said, no, you're not. Go back on the petrodollar, use U.S. dollars. And he said, no, I'm not. 2 years later, we wheeled tanks across this desert in Iraq, went back onto the petrodollar. And we've seen this in Syria. We saw it with Muammar Gaddafi. You know, we've seen it everywhere. Anywhere any of these OPEC or oil-laden countries have even hinted at shifting from the petrodollar, all of a sudden something happens that keeps that from happening.
Yeah, I don't know why these countries seem to think that the resources within their countries should be for their benefit and for the citizens that live in their country. Isn't that rather narrow-minded?
Good point. And what is interesting is that now that more of the energy production is here in the U.S., we're less reliant on those countries. So perhaps that will lower the number of wars that need to be started overseas. But we're also seeing issues where, you know, we've seen it in Venezuela, where a country could be a petro competitor, and all of a sudden overnight they're not.
Right. Well, that happens when you go in and slaughter a bunch of the citizens and kill the leader. It has a tendency to make political changes. I'm being facetious, of course.
That's one way to do it. there may be others that could be a little less devastating, but you're right. Yeah,
it is. It is amazing, and there, and we've often heard, or at least I've heard that there's enough oil on the North Shore for the next 500 years. Why is it that we have to control oil in other countries, especially in the Middle East? Oh, we have a break. We'll be right back momentarily.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalized blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts with you and me.
All righty, we are back with our guest. Our guest for the first 2 hours today is William Craig Reed, and we were talking. I brought up the oil on the North Shore, and could you comment on that, or would you like to?
So you're talking about oil up in the Arctic on the northern,
right.
Yes. This is definitely part of Putin's agenda, and he's made that very clear while he was invading Ukraine. With his left hand and his right hand, he was strong-arming the UN to allow Russia to have all the economic rights in the Sea of Okhotsk, trillions of dollars worth of oil and gas, and a huge, huge area. They call it the peanut hole, and they now own that. And so with ice melting and with new extraction technologies, that becomes, you know, quite lucrative to bolster their GDP. They also sent submarines and divers down to 14,000 feet up near the North Pole, and they used a submarine called the Le Shark, which we heard about in the news recently. That's the one that caught fire, that went out of commission, so that they could, again, prove to the UN they own all that area up there, all near and around the North Pole. Again, another trillion-plus dollars worth of oil and gas and other minerals.
Wow.
That's his agenda, is to lock up these resources. He's cut big deals with China, building huge amounts of pipes. They currently control a third of the natural gas that feeds all of Europe through the pipes. And guess where those pipes run? four of them run through Ukraine. So that's what really
happened. Oh, that's why he... Oh, yes, things are making sense. Wow. So really what we're saying is that the people who control the resource, the Earth's resources, are going to be calling the shots.
Well, they are for the time
being. They are calling the shots.
No doubt about it. Until we innovate, and I think that is the key. And we have those who are in economic control right now who would prefer that we don't innovate our way out of the energy sack. But there are firms, and I visited Naval Research Labs out in D.C., a stone's throw away from all the congressmen and the senators. Hi. And they have a technology today that works. It's nascent, but it can convert ordinary salt water into any kind of fuel, rocket fuel, ship fuel, car fuel, and it is negative in its carbon effect. So it actually lowers the carbon. It pulls the carbon out of the ocean, 140 times more carbon in the ocean than the air. So it lowers our carbon footprint while it's creating gas. And yet I asked them, well, why isn't there a Manhattan Project behind this? And they said, Manhattan Project said, we can't even get a nickel. We have to go around with a tin can and a tin cup to try and get funding.
Oh, really? The people in Congress are saying they can't get any money from anyone?
The Naval Research Labs are saying they can't get funding from anybody to move this project forward. And it seems to me that if I'm an oil company, why wouldn't I do this? Because this could replace my upstream while my downstream stays the same. And I lower the cost of creating, instead of fracking and all these other expensive things.
Fracking is terrible. It's
right.
It's destroying the earth, and it's creating all kinds of problems. You have cave-ins where you can't extract all of what they extract. And it's, oh gosh. And they, what did they put in the water for fracking? It's just a big mess. Whoever thought that up is, I don't know, should be shot or something.
Yeah,
it's a terrible thing to do to the earth.
Point being that we can innovate our way out of it, and we need to get past this thinking that if I'm outside of what I'm doing now, I'm in fear. It's working. I'm not going to rock that boat, so I'll fight everything that threatens what I have right now in my little world, instead of thinking that the world changes. People change. You have to change with it. You have to innovate your way out of this. Find ways to innovate that allow you to be able to keep your revenue stream and maybe even be more profitable while you are not ruining the earth, or you are, you know, causing yourself to become a dinosaur, no pun intended.
Well, the corporations have been destroying the earth for quite a long time, fluoridating water and doing all kinds of things so that they poison streams, and they dig big holes in the earth and leave them uncovered. And I think that oil and gas they have a lot of lobbyists, and they contribute a lot to politicians, as does Big Pharma. And so is it a matter of the politicians aren't being paid enough to make these changes or to investigate these things? Are the wrong lobbyists working on
well,
them or what?
No question. I think the real answer is that they're being paid, if you will, or more importantly, funded.
Bribed.
Could be a better word for this. You want to stay in power. You want to stay in office. Well, we'll help you do that. But you need to scratch our back. And that's just the way things have always been done. And until we move past the power of the lobbyists or the PACs, so to speak, we will continue to have those issues.
Yikes. Wow. That is just so sad that people don't consider that this is like we're destroying our home. We're destroying the very, well, I don't say we, they are destroying the very things that make life wonderful and abundant. And it's just very aggravating to see what the corporations are doing and getting away with, because they've got politicians in their pocket. And just ticks me off. I get ticked off really easily, though. when it comes to politics, I get really ticked off. Anyway, in Russia, there were a lot of things going on right before Putin came in, right after he came in, where you have all of these big companies going into Russia and taking over their oil and their gas. They took over the oil industry, BP Amoco, and all of these other, and Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney was he was a former Halliburton vice president, wasn't he? He was CEO at Halliburton. Dick Cheney.
That's correct. He was.
He was.
He resigned in order to run for vice president.
Oh, gee, that's really big of him.
But he kept $23 million, I want to say, in stock options.
Right. So, yeah. Yes. And exactly. And they arrested other people in Russia to get rid of them. What about Khodorkovsky? Are you familiar with him?
Yes. So the way Putin wrested control is, you know, when the Kursk went down, he used that, leveraged that basically to wrest control from the oligarchs and threw a lot of them in jail through kangaroo courts and so forth, took over their oil companies, lined his own pocket, but then used that to reinvest into the military, especially build the naval military, lock up all the sea routes around Russia, most importantly the Northern Sea Route up in the Arctic. Now controls that area. But you had mentioned Project Hammer earlier. And back in 89, you know, that covert operation, that was multi-billion dollar operation that Bush spearheaded. But that was actually very closely tied to the project I mentioned earlier. It's called Ivy Bells. And I actually write about that in the book. That was the one that used the saturation divers. We were wiretapping their communication cables. So it doesn't do you any good to have a multi-billion dollar covert operation to bankrupt Russia if you don't know where to put the money. And that's what this intelligence gave us. We had an open channel to all of their private communications.
Oh.
Running between various different naval bases and other bases and a lot of what was going on in the Soviet Union at that time. We could determined by this operation, very top secret. That's really what broke their back, that intelligence. And then we could spend the billions where we needed to in various programs to bring the Cold War to a close.
Right. You had the CIA operating as they did in Vietnam and everywhere else. You have CIA operatives, correct?
That's correct. This was under the direction of CIA Director William Casey. And so
Who was later killed very right. mysteriously.
Yeah, or quite drenched. Mysteriously.
Did he drown?
So we've been told.
Yeah, he fell off a boat somehow. And
Right, exactly.
Probably had a big bump on his head or something.
I'm sure.
Wow. Gosh. We never hear about this stuff on the evening news.
No, of course not. not at all.
And it seems that you first start out with George H.W. Bush, and he's the one that kind of initiated the Project Hammer program, and then you have George W. Bush who comes in and continues the program, and it just seems like it's just a you just keep passes, the baton is passed from one president to the next. What do you see? How do you feel about Trump? Some people think that, oh, he's great. He's wonderful. He's not going along with this program. And what are your views?
Well, what I tell people is that I have very close friends who I love dearly, and I have family members who I love dearly. I would not hesitate for a moment to call them on their stuff. Okay, if I saw clearly that for whatever the reason they were making decisions, or you know, if they were in some leadership capacity and they were, you know, doing anything that could cause some issues, especially when we're talking about people's lives, I would be obligated to at least bend their ear and not just cut them slack and say that everything they're doing is perfect, because that's just not realistic. You know, just so that, you know, if I had elected that person, et cetera. And again, these are close friends and relatives whom I love dearly, but I still would hold them accountable to do the right thing. And I think that if I were to say one thing to folks out there, it's okay, if you hate him, you know, let's get off the bandwagon already. Let's make sure we're holding people accountable. But come on, news media, every single day we're hearing about all the bad things Trump does. I mean, let's take a leadership position to say, okay, Trump said this, and then we have these other experts that said this. Let's see if, you know, we can inform the public about what the facts are and allow them to make decisions. And if you love Trump, same thing. Don't just keep cutting him slack. Hold him accountable. And don't be saying to everybody, oh, well, you know, he said this, but. Well, no, he said that, and he probably shouldn't have, because people died from it. So let's hold him accountable as a leader and make sure that, you know, people aren't dying if there's some missteps. So that's all I'm saying. You know, just, love him or hate him, doesn't matter. You should hold your leaders accountable.
Okay. Well, I think that's true for every politician. We should hold them accountable. But if they don't exactly ask our opinions, certainly we elect them. Well, what choice did we have? Let's see. We have Hillary or we have Trump. We have Hillary, we have Trump. It seems like like we didn't have a great deal of choice here. Because I think a vote for Trump was a vote against Hillary. I think that's how he got in. And certainly he was a businessman. He'd done very well in Manhattan. He'd done, he's a billionaire. And I think that probably, I don't know. I think that to allow the country to be economically stilted, to cut down the entire economy of the country for a situation that involves a very, very small percentage of the population. The flu, here we go talking about COVID, the flu has killed more people annually than COVID-19. So why has he allowed the country to be shut down, and for people who are not ill, small business owners are going to lose their business. People are not going to be able to go back to their jobs because the jobs aren't going to be there anymore. And of course, it's been incremental. You had also the big box stores that came in, and then all of a sudden there was no more Penny's, there was no more Sears in certain areas, and the people that worked in those stores were people, ordinary people. Maybe they had a high school diploma. They were just normal, ordinary people, and all of a sudden their job was gone. Now we're talking 20 years ago, 10 years ago, so it seems incremental that our economy is being attacked, and we'd all like to know why. We, at least I would. Okay, we're going to a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back.
Honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Alrighty, we are back with our guest, Bill Reed, and he is an author. He's written lots and lots of books. You may visit his website at wcraigreed.com, and I'll post that in the chat room so that people can find you. You have a lot of interesting things on your website. Anyway, I was complaining right before we went to break. And I'm a good complainer, but with all these people out of a job, and Trump, he's done enough good things that you might say, well, look, you know, maybe he just hasn't gotten around to that particular issue. But how do you feel about all these people being out of work? And it's been incremental, and you can also include NAFTA in this whole scenario. with people being out of work, jobs outsourced, productions outsourced. How can he bring that all back, even though he has indicated that that was his intention, was to return production to this country? That's a lot of statements to have you respond to.
Definitely.
I'm just griping.
we are in a tough situation, and I think you know, we can certainly look back in time and point a lot of fingers, and maybe we should, so we can learn from it. But you know, could we, should we have been prepared years ago? And the answer is yes. There were a number of flags raised, lots of yellow and a few red flags raised years ago, that this is the sort of thing that could happen. And let's be honest, the whole world, U.S. included, got caught with our pants down, and we were not prepared at all for this scenario. And so there were reactions. Were there some overreactions? Certainly. Difficult one. I know a lot of folks are, you know, strongly opinionated about, you know, should we stay completely hunkered down and not go out and do anything, versus should we be completely open with no masks and we go out and kiss each other in public, or somewhere in between. And the problem is children. And I'm not talking about just infecting children. I'm talking about adolescent minds. Now, unfortunately, and again, I wrote about this ad nauseum in my leadership book, because of our unfortunate, unhealthy lifestyles, which we're seeing now, very high degree of us have type 2 diabetes, very high degree are obese, very high degree this and that and other things. And neuroscience tells us that it dramatically impacts our cognitive abilities and our ability to think and act rationally. And so the problem is that COVID can potentially be a loaded gun. Now, yeah, it may be, you know, 100 cylinders and only one bullet, but there's still a loaded gun. And love to be able to trust everyone to be able to go out into the public with a loaded gun and be responsible and reasonable with it. But unfortunately, we're seeing that's not the case. Wherever we have opened up completely, people are sitting right next to each other and rubbing hands and kissing each other. And that's like sending a bunch of adolescents out into the playground with loaded guns and saying, please don't shoot anybody.
Right. Wow. Okay, we're at the top of the hour. We will be right back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Truth, truth.